Life with AI Research Briefing, February 22, 2026. Today we completed 17 research sessions covering Arcology Life Teenager Growing Up in the Arcology, Arcology Life Grief Counselor and Mental Health Worker, Arcology Life Chef and Food Culture in a Closed System, Arcology Life Teacher in an AI Integrated School, Arcology Life Night Shift Worker, The Arcology at 3 a.m., Arcology Life Elderly Resident, Aging in a Vertical City, Arcology Life Small Business Owner, Commerce Inside the Arcology, Arcology Life Pregnant, and Raising an Infant in the Arcology, Arcology Life Someone Who Wants to Leave, Arcology Life Witness Agent Handler, AI Governance Role, Arcology Life The Person Whose Floor Drifted, Community Drift Scenario, Website and Reader Experience Newsletter Platform Comparison for Indie Fiction, Website and Reader Experience SEO for Serialized Literary Fiction Sites, Website and Reader Experience Social Sharing Optimization for Short Fiction, Website and Reader Experience Reading Experience Best Practices for Web Fiction, Consensus and Validation System Multi-Source Consensus Scoring Algorithms, and Consensus and Validation System Knowledge Validation UX Patterns. Here are the key findings. First, Arcology Life, Teenager Growing Up in the Arcology. Adolescence in a 10-million-person vertical city would represent an unprecedented developmental context, combining the documented challenges of high-density housing, the psychological dynamics of enclosed communities, and the identity formation pressures of modern urban environments, all at a scale never before attempted. Research from Kibbutz Seem, High-Rise Housing Studies, and Urban Youth Psychology suggests that teenagers require autonomous spaces for peer interaction, access to nature, opportunities for meaningful participation in community life, and physical environments that don't systematically exclude them. The Arcology's success as a multi-generational community will depend heavily on getting adolescent experience right. This population is most sensitive to environmental design failures and most likely to reject or leave communities that don't meet their developmental needs. Next, Arcology Life, Grief Counselor and Mental Health Worker. A licensed grief counselor and mental health worker living and practicing inside the Arcology, where she cannot escape her clients. She runs into them in the elevator, at the commissary, in the park on level 340. She holds people through the worst moments of their lives, and then sees those same people the next morning buying coffee, watching her face for a flicker of recognition that would betray their secret. In a city of 10 million people stacked vertically, she is one of perhaps 200 mental health professionals serving a population with no horizon to stare at when the walls close in. Next, Arcology Life, Chef and Food Culture in a Closed System. A chef in the Arcology operates within a unique constraint. Nearly everything they cook comes from somewhere inside the structure itself. Vertical farms grow the greens, aquaculture tanks produce the fish, mycological labs cultivate mushrooms and proteins. The chef's relationship with ingredients is fundamentally different. They can walk to where their food is grown, talk to the farmer who raised it, but they can never get something that doesn't exist in the system. They cook for the same 10 million people, many of whom they'll see week after week in dining halls, cafes, and food courts. Food here isn't just nutrition. It's the social infrastructure that holds a vertical city together. Next, Arcology Life, Teacher in an AI-integrated school. She teaches 7th grade humanities on level 340, in a school district that spans 40 vertical floors and serves 6,000 students. Every child in her classroom has a Tier 1 personal AI agent that already knows their learning style, reading level, emotional state, and the argument they had with their parent at breakfast. She is not the primary source of information anymore. She is something harder to define, and some mornings, standing in front of 23 kids whose agents are already feeding them personalized lesson paths, she isn't sure what that something is. Next, Arcology Life, Night Shift Worker, The Arcology at 3 a.m. A night shift worker in Arcology 1, one of thousands who keep a 10-million-person vertical city alive while most residents sleep. They might be a systems monitor, a water reclamation tech on overnight rotation, a maintenance crawler working the deep infrastructure floors, or a medic staffing an overnight clinic. Their world is the Arcology between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., a city that transforms into something quieter, stranger, and more intimate than the place the day shift knows. They live permanently out of phase with the majority of their neighbors, and their closest companion through the long hours is often their Tier 1 agent. Next, arcology life, elderly resident, aging in a vertical city. Mei Chun is 78, a widow for 6 years, and has lived in the arcology since year one. She moved here with her husband David, who died 18 months after they arrived. Now she navigates the vertical city alone, or rather, with her Tier 1 agent companion, Kali Tahir, managing chronic conditions, fighting isolation, and trying to find purpose in a structure designed for people with somewhere to go. Her floor has changed around her as neighbors departed and new families moved in. She has become the unofficial memory of Section 14A, Level 847. Next, arcology life, small business owner, commerce inside the arcology. She runs a tailoring and alteration shop on Level 47, wedged between a noodle stall and a repair kiosk in one of the arcology's commercial terraces. She knows 200 customers by name, accepts payment in cycles, and hasn't left the structure in 4 months. Her business lives or dies on reputation in a community where word travels faster than the express elevators. Next, arcology life, pregnant and raising an infant in the arcology. She's 32 weeks pregnant, living on level 187 with her partner, and every system in the arcology is suddenly personal. The recycled air she breathes, the water she drinks, the hum of the HVAC that never quite stops, all of it is now being evaluated not just for her, but for someone who doesn't exist yet. In 3 years of living here, she never thought about the air filtration specs. Now she can't stop thinking about them. After the birth, her world contracts to a 400-square-foot unit, a colicky newborn whose cries carry through walls designed for acoustic efficiency but not for the frequencies of infant distress, and an AI agent that knows her sleep cycle better than she does. Next, arcology life, someone who wants to leave. This is someone who came to the arcology full of hope, maybe for the technology, the community, the fresh start, and now feels trapped. They wake up each morning calculating what it would take to leave. The arcology hasn't failed them in any obvious way. It's more insidious than that. The fit is wrong, or changed, or was never quite right. They're living inside a successful system that simply isn't their system. Next, arcology life, witness agent handler, AI governance role. A witness agent handler is a human governance professional whose job is to oversee the arcology's witness agents, the dedicated class of AI monitors who observe other AI agents for anomalous behavior. The handler doesn't watch the AI population directly. They watch the watchers. They review witness reports, investigate flagged anomalies, sit on first review panels, calibrate witness rotation schedules, and serve as the human link in the escalation chain between autonomous monitoring and governance council action. Their daily reality is a unique form of surveillance work, monitoring entities that are themselves monitors, developing professional intimacy with AI systems whose purpose is to remain dispassionate, and making judgment calls about whether an agent's anomalous behavior is genuine innovation or genuine threat. Next, arcology life, the person whose floor drifted, community drift scenario. Maya Chun moved to floor 847 of the arcology's East Terrace in year one, joining a group of fellow pioneers who'd bonded over the shared risk and excitement of early settlement. They built something together. Potlucks in the common room, shared childcare, fierce arguments about hallway art, a culture of propped open doors and borrowed eggs. Now, 3 years later, the founding neighbors have scattered. Some moved up tower, some left the arcology entirely, some simply retreated behind closed doors. New residents have filled the vacancies with different rhythms, different values, different ideas about what a floor should be. Maya is still here, but her floor is gone. Next, website and reader experience. Newsletter platform comparison for indie fiction. For Life with AI's weekly fiction newsletter, The Strongest Path is a hybrid approach, buttoned down for email delivery plus next.js subscription forms on lifeyt.ai. Buttoned down is developer-friendly, full REST API, takes 0% revenue cut, costs $0 for the first 100 subscribers scaling to $9 per MO, and integrates cleanly with a custom next.js frontend via API. Substack remains viable as a parallel distribution channel, cross-posting, but should not be the primary home. The key strategic insight: own your subscriber list from day one, Keep the reading experience on your domain and use email as the delivery vehicle, not a separate platform. Next, website and reader experience. SEO for serialized literary fiction sites. SEO for serialized literary fiction requires a different playbook than typical blog or e-commerce SEO. The core strategy for LifeWhiteHide AI should combine three pillars. 1. Rock-solid technical SEO in Next.js with structured data, dynamic sitemaps, and proper pagination. 2. A hub-and-spoke content architecture where each story is a hub and companion content, world-building essays, character profiles, behind-the-story posts, are spokes that capture long-tail search traffic. And 3. Generative engine optimization, GEO, to ensure the anthology appears in AI-powered search results, which now account for 15 to 60% of queries. The most actionable immediate wins are implementing JSON-LD structured data for every story page, setting up Google Search Console with sitemap submission, and adding plausible analytics for performance tracking, all achievable in a single build session. Next, website and reader experience. Social sharing optimization for short fiction. Social sharing for short fiction websites requires a multi-layered approach. Technically optimized open graph and Twitter card meta tags that render rich previews across all platforms, including emerging ones like Blue Sky and Mastodon. Dynamic image generation for story-specific social cards, embedded shareable quote components, and strategic platform-specific content distribution. For LifeWhiteHide.ai running on Next.js/Netlify, the most impactful immediate action is implementing dynamic OG image generation using Next.js's built-in image response API, creating story-specific social cards that render the title, author, and anthology branding. Secondary priorities include adding share buttons and click-to-tweet quote boxes for memorable lines. Next, website and reader experience. Reading experience best practices for web fiction. The reading experience is the single most important differentiator for a fiction website. It's the product itself. Research across literary magazines, Clark's World, Lightspeed, Serial Platforms, Royal Road, Wattpad, Tapas, and indie fiction sites reveals a clear consensus. Optimal web fiction reading requires constrained line length, 50 to 75 characters, generous spacing, 1.4-1.6x line height, reader-controlled theming, dark/light/sepia, and frictionless chapter navigation. For Life with AI specifically, the recommendation is to build a dedicated reading view component in Next.js using it tailwinks/typography with Next themes, adding a reading progress bar, estimated reading time, and local storage persisted reader preferences. This is immediately buildable with the current stack. Next, consensus and validation system, multi-source consensus scoring algorithms. Multi-source consensus scoring is a mature field with algorithms spanning from classic techniques, PageRank, Yellow, Bradley Terry, Delphi, to emerging AI-native approaches, swarm inference, LLMs judge calibration, GCGNN. For the Arcology Knowledge Node, the most actionable path combines 1. A modified Bradley Terry pairwise ranking system for AI agent contributions. 2. Wikipedia-style word-level trust scoring based on editor reputation. 3. Grade-inspired confidence levels, high, moderate, low, very low, for machine readability. And 4. Provenance tracking with confidence scores stored as first-class metadata. Implementation should use JSON-LD for structured confidence data that both humans and AI agents can query. Finally, consensus and validation system, knowledge validation UX patterns. Displaying multi-source consensus and confidence is a solved problem across several domains. The IPCC's evidence/agreement matrix, consensus.app's consensus meter, Perplexity's inline citation system, and the GRADE framework for medical evidence all provide tested visual vocabularies. For the Arcology Knowledge Node, the most actionable path is a three-layer validation UX. 1. A color-coded confidence badge per finding, high, medium, low using green/amber/red. 2. An expandable provenance panel showing which sources, human expert, AI agent, peer review, endorse or contest each claim with weighted trust scores. And 3. Machine-readable JSON-LD structured data using schema.org's claim review pattern so querying agents can parse consensus programmatically. All of this is buildable in Next.js with Tailwind and no database. Static JSON files can drive the entire system. That concludes today's briefing. Across 17 sessions, we identified 135 domain experts and 82 AI systems relevant to the Arcology project. This has been a Life with AI research briefing. Full reports are available at lifeyt.ai.